Welcome to another riveting edition of the Comixology Podcast, probably the biggest episode we've ever done, James.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, we have, you know, Sacrifice. You've heard of Sacrifice.
Yeah.
With big name Sam Humphries, the marketing machine.
Love that guy.
The artist on that book. And also from Fabula from Monkey Brain, writer and artist, Dalton Rose. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me, you guys.
You know, I read Fabula and I enjoyed it, and it had like some of my favorite things in comics, which is human sacrifice and just intense violence. And so I was very pleased to read it. But what's, you know, when you talk to people about your book, what's your elevator pitch for it?
God, I keep it simple. I say it's about a young girl. She's crossing a very dangerous and hostile landscape, and there's a lot of monsters.
Pretty much the greatest pitch of all time, I think.
What's the inspiration for that?
Reading a lot of, like, China Mayville, Susanna Clarke's, like, Jonathan Stranger, Mr. Norrell, a lot of fantasy books. And then I think just, like, the Hellboy comics, anything with a ton of monsters, anything with a lot of adventure, and then a lot of world building.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets any better than having the opportunity to just continue to expand on a fantasy world. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
How do you approach doing, you know, your own thing this time around? Because it reminded me of, you know, in terms of like world building, like Non-Player came out and everybody loved it. And,
yeah.
You know, he was doing his own thing and, you know, that was like, must have been 2 years ago. But so how do you ring yourself in and not get trapped into, I did one issue and, you know, 6 months later, two isn't out yet?
Well, it shouldn't be. I'm keeping it, the drawing style is simple enough that I can work fast. The hardest part of continuing to work is not getting too caught up in the world building itself and just, I mean, you can do that forever. And you can write the backstory forever, and it's super fun and it's super addictive. So at a certain point, I was just like, okay, it's ready. I understand where I'm going. And I understand the theme enough to, like, just start drawing and I'll build as I go. And so that's kind of the writing part. And then with the art part, I try to plan it out enough so that I know where it's going generally. But with each one, I keep it loose enough so that I can, like, okay, here's number two. Like, what do I feel like drawing, or what seems really interesting and really fun?
That's actually kind of my question, is that, It sounds like since this is your own book, you're not really going with like a full script on this one.
No, I will do a version, you know, like really like on a piece of paper, and I'll put down all my ideas for the dialogue and then I'll kind of storyboard it out. But that stuff won't come in until it's all done. And then I'll look at the shots and put in what fits, what I can get in basically.
So, and then you had mentioned too, you know, your art style in this is, you know, maybe it's faster and you're able to pump it out faster. And I was taking, you know, I've seen your Tumblr and your work on there. It feels like you have several different styles, like the apocalypse work and the Uncanny X-Force piece. Is that just you're able to spend, you know, different amounts of time in different areas on those pieces, or do you just have different styles that you throw out?
Yeah, picking a style is really hard. At least it's really hard for me, because as soon as you put one down and I work in one style for like 8 hours, I feel like I'm ready to do something else. I'm ready to like choose, you know, try something new, or just you just get sick of it. Really, I don't really know what my single style will end up being, or if they'll end up being one at all.
I'm really curious about your process, because I was looking at some of your work. And it's, you know, it's done digitally, but it looks like you're working from like a watercolor or pencils or something like that. What is your process going into a piece?
Man, for most, almost everything, is all digital now.
Yeah.
And almost entirely in Photoshop. I was jumping around with some other programs, doing things in Manga Studio and then moving it over, but the easiest way to do it is just, for me, is just to start and finish in Photoshop at this point. And so now, you know, it's kind of trending in illustration too, is to work put extra effort into achieving like a watercolor feel or an acrylic or an oil painted feel. But I just do everything in Photoshop and then just use brushes and stuff, different brush methods, and try and get different textures.
Do you approach like a sacrifice that you did with Sam Humphries and, you know, it's still happening now. Do you approach a book that's print now differently than a book that's like digital first with the monkey brain stuff? Or do you just go into it the same way?
It's pretty similar. I do the only thing the difference would be is that I do the fabulous stuff. It's really big. So that if I wanted, I could print an 11 by 17 issue. Hmm. And I do hope to do that just for myself or for some conventions. So I draw them really, really big and I color them really, really big. So I have them, but that's probably the only difference. The sacrifice pages are just drawn the size they need to go out.
I was actually really curious about your black and white work, which is really different than some of the other stuff you've got on your website. It's kind of like Edward Gorian type work. What is the inspiration for that?
I don't know. The illustrations, those were almost all done while I was in school. I went to SCAD down in Georgia, and those are all brushed on paper. Hmm. Those are old. I just forget about those entirely.
You've mentally blocked them out from your memory.
So would you say, since you said those are old that you did in art school, would you say that you really kind of found your style afterward?
Every year I look, I feel like my art is much different than it was at the in the previous year. And that seems to continue to happen, especially in art school. I mean, my art changed drastically every year. And I think it still changes, but so I'm still looking for it.
You're still circling.
It's always an evolution.
That's right. That's right.
Even with my sacrifice each issue, I change techniques and change styles, but I needed to maintain a cohesive look with that. With Fabula, I don't know how much of that I will do. I already have some ideas about how to, improve my color technique or how I might change the line weights or different stuff like that. And with Fabula, I can pretty much do whatever I want. So that's really exciting.
So there's another Monkey Brain book that you have out that's not, it's not officially, the big news hasn't hit yet, but you have another book coming out with Monkey Brain.
Fairman, yep.
What is this book? Only the cover has been out yet, but what can we expect from your next Monkey Brain book?
It is super fun. It's written by this kid named Kurt Pyers. He's super cool. He did this book called LP that was going around for a while, and it's really neat. So Leon Theremin invented the Theremin device during World War I, and the spin that Kurt and I are putting on it is that the device secretly transports Leon Theremin in and out of time and allows him to kind of dimension hop a little bit. Hmm. And that behind the scenes, he's this like Soviet agent during World War I. So it's super, it's a thriller, it's spy, it's sci-fi, tech, and vaguely historical.
I like that, and
I get to color it, and it's a blast. It's a blast. It's a lot of tech. It's a lot of spies. So it's really fun. We're hoping that comes out in March. We just don't have a date locked down, and then it'll be a little more visible.
I mean, I was just going to say that the Theremin always makes me think of like 50s sci-fi. So it's interesting that you're doing like kind of a sci-fi story with that.
Yeah, totally. It's pretty fun. I'm excited. Because Theremin too, he's very, he's just this kind of thin, he's very like soft-spoken, and it's fun to put him in this environment.
We mentioned a few Monkey Brain books and Sacrifice, but what do you find yourself reading in your free time? What do you seek out?
The obvious one would be Saga. Continually so excited, and man, that book is awesome. That book kicks so much ass.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Obviously, fast, but Fiona Staples brings that book It's incredible. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
The other book I'm really into is Where is Jake Ellis? Yeah. The sequel to Who is Jake Ellis?
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with it?
Absolutely. Love that book.
Yeah, it's drawn by, I'm going to botch his name, but I think it's Tanchi Zanche.
Yeah.
Maybe, something like that. He is so phenomenal. And as someone who draws and colors, his stuff is incredible. I'll read, I can't believe it. So that's the other one I'm really, really into.
I actually, for some reason, I didn't know that they were coming out with a second volume so quick. So I opened the app one day and I saw that it was in there, and it was like the greatest day ever, just getting more Jake Ellis out there. I love the design work, the overall vibe of that book. Like the overall presentation is gorgeous.
Yeah, they are killing it on that book. It's amazing.
Dalton, I hope everyone checks out Fabula from Monkey Brain. It's, 99 cents, can't beat it with a stick. I think Theremin
you
is
could.
Also you could probably beat it with a stick. I would recommend it, but Theremin also will be 99 cents, and I hope we hear more about that. But thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much for having me.